Hello, this is Richard Turner, and I want to talk a bit about the new VoiceStream 4.0. The main changes are he's added iCloud Sync, so all of your devices can be synced with your library, and it'll remember your bookmarks, your place you've read to, so you can use one device and then pick up on another device. That will be a $4.99 one-time fee to cover his costs in developing since the last version. The main screen has changed a bit. The top left now has the add button. Then in the middle,
filter, add, search field, add button.
So there's the add button. Then we have a filter.
Filter all items.
And it defaults to all items, and I'll go through that in a second.
Edit.
And then you have an edit for moving your books around in the main library or main screen. Then you have your list of books on the screen. At the bottom, you now have
sort order button.
Sort order in the lower left.
Grid view button.
Next button is there's a pair of buttons, grid view or list view. It defaults to list view. Grid view gives you titles across the screen instead of straight down the screen. And on my touch, it gives me three titles across.
Selected. Settings. Button.
And then the last one is settings. Down in the bottom right, once you start reading a book, the now reading comes back when you go back to the main screen.
Settings. Button.
And then settings is where...
Selected. List view. Button. Settings. Settings. Selected. Settings. Button. Dismiss library. Close. Button. Cloud Sync. Button.
Cloud Sync is where you enable that. And the first time you will have to purchase it.
Repair library. Button.
Repair library is a new thing that if something really goes sour with your library, he will try and repair it. Now he does recommend a backup periodically before you do that, just in case.
Content sources. Button.
Content sources, so you can look at what sources you're using.
Manage my voices. Button.
Manage your voices, same as before.
Contact us. Button.
The contact us button is in here now.
Help.
There's a help button to get to the detailed help.
About 400.
And then
0,
there's the about that gives you the version number, and this is hopefully the final beta. So I believe he turned it into the App Store on March 11th, and I'm recording this on March 12th. So we're going to go back up here to the top, and I'm going to double tap on the filter.
Filter, all items, button, filter, heading, close, button, selected.
So close is his new done.
Selected, all items.
And then, of course, all items is the first thing.
Flagged.
Flagged. Which means you can flag a file and then you can sort by the flagged items. So in case there's something you want to read soon, you can flag it. And if you list then by the flagged items, then those, you know, right there.
Unread.
You've got unread, so new items you haven't started yet.
By source, button.
By the source, so that'd be like Dropbox, Bookshare, Pinterest, whatever, Gutenberg.
By folder, button.
And then by folders. And then the last item is...
By folder, button.
If you slide your finger down, you get a dismiss pop-up. So I'm going to double tap on folders.
Folders, add, button.
So you can add a folder, like always.
Folders, heading, edit, button.
You can edit the layout of the folders, so you can rearrange them.
Close button. No folder.
So you can sort by no folder. So you can figure out what files you have not yet put in a folder. Different than all items, because it'll only show you the things that are not in a particular folder.
Dropkick.
I've got a folder named Dropkick.
Fiction. Humor.
Fiction, etc.
Lectures. Manual. Nonfiction. Plays. Sci-fi fantasy. Sci-fi fantasy.
So those are all my particular
fiction,
folders.
Drop kick, no folder, close, button.
So I'm going to close that.
Close. Add, button.
And I'm gonna go into a book.
Trespassing on Einstein's lawn. 10 hours, 7 minutes, 27 seconds, 1% read. Epic format.
Actions so that's available. A book I just got from Bookshare, and it's Trespassing on Einstein's Lawn. So I'm going to open that.
Button.
And then at the top,
home.
This button. Should be similar. Home.
Action. Button.
Your action, whether you want to export, share, etc.
Reading settings. Button.
Reading settings. That's a little different. And then you'll have audio
settings.
Settings.
Visual settings.
Visual button. Settings.
Add bookmark. Button.
Add your bookmark. And then, of course, the rest of the screens, you know, the book you've got open. And at the bottom, he's relabeled.
Select text, starting with headings, bookmarks, and highlights.
Headings, button. Bookmarks, and highlights is what used to just say bookmarks. And that's where you pick your chapters if you've got an EPUB or a Bookshare book that's divided by chapters. Or your highlighted text or your bookmarks. And then the select text.
Select text.
That's where it's
starting
always
with plus.
Been.
Play. Button.
Play.
Adjustable. Navigation unit.
Navigation unit. Same.
Search. Button.
Search button to search within that book.
Position. 1%.
And then your
button.
Position.
About 10 hours. 1 minute.
And then the approximate length of what's remaining. He seems to have dropped the amount you've read. So it used to be on the left there would be hours read. And on the play button.
Play. Button. Adjustable.
It no longer it no longer doubles as the timer. So you can't double tap and hold to get to the timer. The timer is now in the reading settings. So I'm going to go back up to the top.
Reading settings. Button. Reading settings. Heading. Close. Button.
And
reading mode. Button.
You've got reading mode.
Timer.
And button. There's your timer. And then the timer is the same as it was before.
Advanced settings. Button.
And then advanced settings. And under
back
here.
Button. Advanced settings. Close. Button. Rewind to beginning of sentence after pausing. Switch button. On.
So rewind to the beginning of sentence after pausing. So when you pause a book and then go to play it again, it'll start over at the beginning of that last sentence.
Rewind never resets speech cursor. Switch button. On.
So rewind never resets speech cursor, and I'm not sure what difference that makes, because I think it just leaves the cursor where it was rather than moving it.
Automatically go to full screen when speaking. Switch button. Off.
And since I'm blind, I don't care if it's using the entire screen when you're reading, but if you're low vision, that's probably a good thing to turn on.
Play sound when advancing to a new article. Switch button. On.
And that way, if you have it set to automatically advance to the next article, it'll make a sound to let you know.
Rewind action on remote control.
And then you can set what the remote control does for rewind.
Selected. Rewind. Previous item. Button.
So you can two have it two. Rewind or skip back to the previous
fast forward
item.
Action on remote.
Same
selected.
Thing with fast
next
forward.
Item. Next item. Button.
So I'm going to go back here to reading mode.
Back button. Advanced settings. Close. Rewind to beginning of sentence after pausing. Close. Button. Close. Heading. A note to the reader. Text. Home. Button. Action. Button. Reading settings. Button. Reading set. Dismiss pop-up. Reading settings. Close. Reading mode. Button. Back button. Reading mode.
So in the reading mode.
Close. Button. Selected. Stop at end of document.
Stop at end of document is my preferred mode.
Stop at end of sentence.
Stop at end of sentence. I suppose if you're wanting to read very, very slowly, or if you're maybe learning to read, that could be helpful.
Keep going to next document.
Keep going to next document.
Repeat document.
You can repeat the document. So if there's something you're trying to memorize, you can have it just automatically repeat it.
Finger reading.
Finger reading, that's a new thing for obviously sighted users. You point your finger at a word, and if you touch the word, it'll speak just that word. Then as you slide your finger, it'll speak each word. So for somebody who's learning to read, maybe somebody who's dyslexic, that could be a really great tool.
Finger reading.
And that's the last thing under the reading mode.
Reading settings, edit, close, button. Reading mode, timer, button.
Back up out of
heading.
There.
A note to the reader, text. Reading settings. Audio settings. Button.
Audio settings. I think they're pretty much the same.
Close. But speech rate default. 280 decrement. Button.
Increment.
Language. English. Button. Voice. Amy. Button. Pronunciation dictionary. Button. Manage my voices. Button. Add voices. Button. Add voices.
So that's pretty much the same.
Heading.
Same with visual settings. You can still adjust the font, etc. So that's basically the new layout of version 4. The thing that I'm most excited about is the iCloud sync, because then you always get a backup of your library. You can have it automatically synced with your other devices. It's really, really quite slick. And the ability to rearrange the folders was a nice addition. And I personally like the new layout better. The having the ad at the top is, you know, a little bit more, I think, consistent with other apps. So there you have a brief overview of the new VoiceDream 4.0, which should be out momentarily.